This week, Philadelphia will host a national conference called Men and Hashtag Me Too, which will offer workshops and seminars for men about how to respond to that movement. Most of the sessions are geared to corporate human relations departments. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a local father support group that will be part of a session about raising kids in light of Me Too.
On a recent Saturday morning, Aaron, who's 8, went with his dad to a play date in a West Philadelphia playground.
Help me.
Aaron suddenly died, became a zombie, and his eye fell out of his head.
Did his eye fall out again?
It's a very advanced case here.
It happens.
He was dead for a while, then he woke up, scared me. Kind of a zombie move.
I'll just spit on it, put it back in.
That's Aaron's dad, Eric Marsh.
Hooray, I'm a human again.
It's nice to have you back, Aaron.
This isn't just any play date, it's a structured play date. It starts with open play, like this, and then it moves into something called special time. Billy Yalowitz is the co-creator of this group called the Fathering Circle.
Let me explain a little bit, just some reminders about special time. Special time is a time when the parents, when the dads, put away your phone. And you put all of your attention on your child so they can really feel how connected you are to them and how much you want to be with them.
Special time is a finite amount of time, in this case 30 minutes, when the child leads the father. Dad has to do whatever his son or daughter wants as long as no one gets hurt. That rule of no one getting hurt was pushed. Caliph Troy engaged in a borderline violent game of dodgeball with his 8-year-old daughter, Aaliyah.
It's a game of kicking and contact and kind of respecting each other's, like, thresholds for pain. So it's a ball game that's now turned into fighting.
In the end, no one got hurt, but everyone got tired. After the hurly-burly was done, Aaliyah sat on her father's lap with her arms around his neck, panting. Eric Marsh said special time isn't always comfortable, but there's a reason for it.
You step into the place of the child, and you get a chance to be on the same level, eye to eye with your child, and see where their mind is. It is important, but not just because it's a type of play. It's important because it gives the father the ability to see their child as a fully formed human being.
The Fathering Circle is an informal group of men who get together to consider what they are doing as fathers and how they might do it better. They meet in playgrounds with their kids and also in living rooms without their kids.
Hey.
On a weekday evening, a half dozen fathers left their kids at home to congregate in Yalowitz's living room to talk about fathering, what's worked, what hasn't. A lot hinges on small things. Like, when does tickling stop being fun and start being non-consensual? Or what Yalowitz says to his daughter when it's time for her grandparents to leave.
Give Grandma a hug. You want to say goodbye to Grandma? How do you want to say goodbye to Grandma? It's very different than it's open season on somebody else's desire for affection or for reassurance.
Yalowitz is encouraging his daughter to choose whether or not she hugs her grandmother. Does that upset Yalowitz's parents? Of course it does.
I would rather make sure that she knows that she's in charge of her body than whatever hurt feelings might happen with an adult.
Man, that's so automatic. I'm glad you're talking about this.
Part of the purpose of this group is for the men to rethink the way they were brought up and in some ways undo the perceived sins of their fathers. Yalowitz leads the group into remembering specific moments in the past week with their kids and pick them apart to look for unintended consequences.
We try to see fathering as a force. I hope it doesn't seem presumptuous to say so, but that fathering can be a force for transformation in the society, for liberation, so to speak, of ourselves and for our children.
Philadelphia is something of a hotbed for male support groups, most of which offer job training and job placement for low-income fathers, with only a few focused on fathering skills. Rita DiMaria, a longtime therapist with the Council for Relationships, says many social service programs like welfare and child support put a price tag on fathers, enforcing the notion that a stable family depends on a father bringing in money. DiMaria believes that same end could be achieved if you train the men to be loving parents.
If men bond with their children, just like mothers bond with their children, there's a greater likelihood that that father is going to stay connected to the child. And if the father stays connected to the child, chances are he's going to have more motivation to try to maintain some stability.
One of the members of the Fathering Circle is Miguel Horn, the father of 2 small children. He's also an artist, who recently sculpted a large-scale bust of his father out of translucent acrylic.
As I became a dad myself and seen his role as a grandfather to my kids, it's allowed me to see him as a much more multifaceted person than just my father.
Horn mounted this head of his father, about 8 feet high, into the Delaware River as part of a public art project. The face of his father is obscured by the water as the tide rises and then revealed again as the tide falls. He says this piece is both a monumental tribute to his father and a way to overcome him.
We do need to socialize our kids differently than we were raised. You know, I do think that there were mistakes made in our parents' generation. I totally understand how that has formed me as a person and how I instinctively react to my kids, and I catch myself.
After a few weeks of being moored to a dock in the Delaware River, the giant acrylic head broke apart by an unusually powerful storm. That also became a metaphor for being a father. No matter your well-laid plans, things will fall apart. Horn says he can repair his father's head, but it will bear scars. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.